This is Sexopedia, your bedroom chronicles.
Hey guys, welcome to Sexopedia, the podcast where we explore all things related to sex, pleasure, and relationships. On today's episode, we're joined by Sarah Gibson, an experienced sex doll digital marketer, to discuss a topic that has gained significant attention in recent years: buying a sex doll without getting ripped off. Buying a sex doll can be a daunting experience, especially for those who are not familiar with the intricacies of this industry. With a wide range of options available in the market, it can be challenging to differentiate between genuine high-quality products and fraudulent offerings. This is where Sarah's expertise comes in. In today's episode, Sarah will share valuable insights on how to navigate the sex doll market and avoid falling victim to scams or low-quality products. She will discuss the importance of conducting research, reading customer reviews, and seeking advice from reliable sources. Sarah will also offer tips on choosing the right doll based on personal preference and safety concerns. So whether you're a first-time buyer or an experienced enthusiast, this episode of Sexopedia is not to be missed. Let's cut to the chase. Welcome, Sarah.
Hey, guys. I'm Sarah Gibson.
So, Sarah, could you please introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your background in the sex doll industry?
Well, I'm a digital marketer in the sex doll and sex toy industry for over 5 years, and I've been working with multiple sex doll startups and sex toy brands for marketing their products and make sure we develop valuable products, and these products are brought to as many potential audience or consumers as possible.
Okay, can you explain the current market trends in the sex doll industry?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think there are three tendencies going on in the sex doll world today. Well, the very first one is that a lot of people are choosing sex doll torsos over full-size sex dolls. That's a trend because given the fact that we're in this global economic recession together, full-size sex dolls give you those realism, but they can be very expensive for people. Right. But sex doll torsos, they are a, comparatively speaking, more affordable choice. Well, the other trend is that more and more brands are using silicone as a sex doll material than TPE. I mean, TPE is still a very common sex doll material, and it has its advantages and unique features because of the realism and the durability issue. So many manufacturers are transitioning their products to silicone.
Okay.
And the other trend I say in this market is that dolls are getting more and more realistic. Sometimes when you're looking at those pictures of dolls, it will give you a hard time to tell the distinction between a doll and a real girl. There's still like this gap between, you know, making doll as vivid as a real person, but in terms of skin details, I think manufacturers are really getting there. Yeah.
What are some popular types of sex dolls being sold on the market today?
Well, for this question, it's actually something that can be given a specific answer, because with sex dolls, there are just so many genres. You can find skinny ones, BBW, mini, or enemy whatsoever. So many sex doll types out there. If you have ever shopped on a sex doll website, you'll find this is probably the website that you can find the most options compared to other sex toys or other related products. Well, if I have to say something's more popular than the other, I'd say those smaller size sex dolls are very popular because compared to larger size ones, they're more affordable. If you go on Amazon and just type sex dolls, you'll find those bestsellers are usually around 5 to 9 pounds, which is really cheap, like less than $50, I think. And the other popular types, I guess, is BBW sex dolls. Because
explain what BBW sex doll is?
Yeah, BBW actually stands for Big Beautiful Women. Mm-hmm. Well, for BBW sex dolls, they're not actually reflecting real-life women's body shape. It's a product of fantasy. Basically, all manufacturers, they design BBW sex dolls with huge boobs, tiny waist, and huge ass. So that's something a lot of guys would go for. The other popular types of sex doll, I say, is anime sex dolls. Because many people are really into Japanese anime. If you have ever like read comics or watched Japanese anime, you know that kind of image they're trying to depict. Like very, very cute face and sexy body.
Right.
So that's also what's popular because it's something you don't see in the real life.
That's true.
Yeah.
You just mentioned Amazon sex dolls. They're, they're cheap, they're small. What is the main difference between those cheap sex dolls and the high-quality one?
Well, for this question, I will have to give you some insider's note. Well, for the most sex dolls, we know it's made of TPE and silicone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually different kinds of TPE and different kinds of silicone, and especially TPE. Usually, cheap sex dolls are made of low-quality TPE, which is actually not even TPE. It's a material called TPR. These sex dolls are extremely easy to split and doesn't wear color well, so that means pigmentation will definitely be an issue. They're not even close to realistic. I say if you have to say there's something good about a cheap sex doll is that first of all, it's cheap.
Right.
So if you if you just use it for once and tossed it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But for a high quality one, usually they're using high quality TPE and silicone. I say specific areas are very realistic, like boob and butt areas, and they tend to be durable. But given the nature of TPE as a material, it has a porous structure and pigmentation is still a thing. But yeah, compared to low quality ones, I say they're much better. They're much better choices.
I've noticed that there are also a lot of scammers on the markets too.
Yeah.
So what are some common red flags to watch out when looking to buy a sex doll?
Well, for number one red flags is that make sure you go on this website. If it's a vendor's website, make sure the vendors list the brand they're trying to resell. Otherwise, there is this possibility that they say they're selling certain brands, but they don't get those, you know, vendor certificate. They're not even selling the real thing here. Because getting a fake sex doll is not like getting a fake toy. It's something you have intimate session with. So safety is definitely the first concern. And other red flags I say is customer service. Because if you order a sex doll, you will inevitably customize something. Like the areola size and colors, probably even the fingernails. So that means you need to have timely communication to make sure all your requests are at least answered. So that's another thing. If you go on a website and you found it's extremely hard to get in touch with the customer service team, I say probably you want to mull it over for a bit. Yeah.
Okay. So what are some legitimate ways to know if the sex doll seller is trustworthy?
Well, number one tip is first to check the TDF, which is the doll forum. The doll forum is probably one of the most prestigious forum in the doll community. So legitimate manufacturers will normally be verified by the TDF. So if you don't know what to do or how to select a doll brand, go to TDF and select those that are verified by TDF. It will make sure that you don't get scammed. And the other way is that you can go through the doll manufacturer's About Us page or trying to, you know, dig their website and see if they have Trustpilot and some third-party comment system there that they cannot manipulate. Also, definitely look for their factory images. Normally, those doll websites with factory images means they're a manufacturer. So it's less likely that you are scammed.
Okay. Are there any specific websites or platforms that we should be cautious of?
Well, there are actually tons of, especially when you are on Pornhub or some porn sites, because many sex toy or sex doll brands will do advertisement on them, but not all brands are legitimate. So make sure you don't click on something you shouldn't click when you're on a porn site. Yeah, I think those are something you should be cautious of.
All right, thank you. Let's talk about sex dolls quality control.
Mm-hmm.
So how do reputable sex doll sellers ensure their product's quality?
Well, for vendors, their way to ensure it's a quality product is make sure they're representing the good brands.
Right.
Those reputable brands, like those which have been prestigious in this industry for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for manufacturers, they each have a different factory, and they will have this stringent quality control system. For Love Nestle, we have this three-step quality check before this product is shipped. The very first one is after the doll is molded, we will check every detail of it. Once we found some imperfections or defect products, we will directly toss this product at this step. If the product is qualified enough to move to the next step, we'll start trimming and make sure every little bit detail of it is good, at least perfect enough to ship. And for the last quality check step, we usually just make sure everything's in a package and the doll's skin texture and every softness level and skeletons are movable, things like that. Well, that's how we do it, but I cannot say it for other people. I mean, as long as you're choosing a legitimate brand, I think all of them have a systematic quality check process.
Yeah. So how important is it to research a sex doll before making a purchase?
I say it's very, very important, because for a sex doll, it's something definitely hard to getting a refund. Especially for a full-size one, because there are a lot of customization involved. It's going to be a really tough process for both manufacturers and the buyers. So one thing, you have to go on online, go on Google, check all those comments platform like Trustpilot, Yotpol, things like that. Also go on TDF to check the real customer image. Because, oh my gosh, someone is going to hate me. Like, because some doll manufacturers, they're notoriously known for providing pictures that does not match with the real product.
Wow.
So yeah, go on those forums and websites, check real customer review and images. That's the first step. As for price wise, definitely compare, because a lot of times some brands, they're using the same factory but they're listing different prices. Make sure you find the most, decent price.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Are there any specific aspects or features that we should pay attention to?
One thing you should really know about before placing an order with a brand is that what kind of material they're using. Because materials will directly impact your overall experience with the sex doll. If you prefer realistic sex dolls, I say directly go for silicone dolls. If you don't mind pigmentation and skin oil and you want squishy boobs and butts, definitely go for TPE. And make sure you do the research and their material are body safe. Yeah, that's what I have.
Well, I've noticed that a lot of sex dolls offers, you know, those electronic options, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, sucking device or shaking.
Don't hate me for this, guys.
Yeah.
Don't hate me for this, guys. Well, for that part, I can say when you're making a purchase, not all accessories are necessary.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you explain it a little bit?
I know. It's, if you go on a like a doll website, it can be dazzling. You have so many terms to study, like the EVO skeleton.
Yeah.
Like the breathing system, the
internal heating,
the aura structure, vagina sucking, so many things.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I think people will hate me for this if I'm really giving honest information here. Anyway, okay, so my advice is for now, don't choose anything electronic. I mean, if you really are, you know, tempting for this option for a long time and you already have dolls that does not have electronic devices, it's okay, I say go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's your first time, I would say do not try electronic devices for the first time. Because first of all, there's a really complicated step. How to say that thing? Instruction steps?
Manufacturing?
Anyway, if you are going to really use those electronic devices, there you will have to go through tedious instruction process. And those electronic parts may be prone to damage because of all the shipping. And also you have to clean your sex dolls over time. That means your sex dolls may inevitably be exposed to water or humid environment. So that also add up to the risks that the electronic device would break.
Right.
So
it
malfunctions a lot. I know manufacturers are trying their best. They're investing a lot of money on, you know, those electronic devices or the robot sex dolls.
Yeah.
But honestly speaking, we still need some time together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. So I've noticed that also there are a lot of customizations available and personalizations available on sex dolls.
Yeah.
Can customers customize their sex dolls according to any of their preferences?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
For celebrity images, that's a no. That's unethical and illegal.
Okay.
For those who are trying to customize teen or, you know, young people's body, it's also a no. But other than that, it's yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want bigger boobs with different areola size and color, you want different types of vulva or labia, that's a yes.
What if I want to change like the boob shape or the butt size? Is that possible?
It's possible, but it's kind of difficult because the boob size and the boob shape are usually molded. Manufacturers may produce sex dolls with a mold that they have already established and designed through 3D molding.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if you want to change the shape of it, they may have to develop a new set of mold or equipment to produce it. So that's very expensive. Usually this kind of customization can cost up to $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah. But most sex doll brands, they have tons of choices. They have like bell boobs, water dripping boobs, whatsoever what they called. So just pick something, you know, that's close, really close to what you like, and go for those types.
Besides, you know, celebrities and teen girls,
yeah,
are there any other limitations or restrictions when it comes to customizations?
Time is the biggest obstacle. Oh, also, like shipping can be difficult as well. For the time is that first, you have to do a lot of back and forth with the manufacturer because you have to
confirm
all
your details.
Yeah, every detail, like the design, whether it's something you really want, and then
for
you.
For me, it's quite enjoyable.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Do, right?
For different people,
to get
I mean,
real doll you like.
Yeah. The other thing is it takes a long time.
That makes sense.
Like 2 to 3 months at least.
Okay.
That's an at least. And the other thing is the shipping problem. We have customers who trying to enlarge a humongous sex doll.
Yeah.
And that's extremely difficult to ship. Especially
the reason for the difficulty is
it's the weight and the size.
Weight. Okay.
Yeah. Cuz it's overweight and it's too big to ship. So that means we have to communicate with different, like those shipping agencies to make sure things work out. So that will also take a long time. I guess it's just three parts.
Mm-hmm.
If you have time, that means you're patient enough. If you have enough budget. And the other thing is that you should really know about what kind of body shape, what kind of sex doll you're looking for. If you check all three of these boxes, and you still want a customization, then go for it.
Right. So also, can personalized features like body type, skin tones, and hair, and pubic hair, can be done accurately?
Yeah, those are actually, I say, simple customizations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, body type is an exception because, as I said, sex dolls are produced through molding. That means the mold has already fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want different body type, that...
So like, if I have all the measurements, you can...
Yeah, manufacturers can do it. But it's just, as I said, you need to have enough patience, money, and really know what you want to get.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm also curious about the hair thing. Right.
The hair?
The hair thing, yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting one. Well, for the hair, there's actually two kinds of customization. With life-size sex dolls, they have sex doll heads. Usually, hair are implanted on sex doll heads by hand. For high-quality sex dolls.
Manually?
Yeah, manually. also for pubic hair. For the hair on the sex doll's head, it's just... depends on what kind of like hairstyle you want. You can directly communicate to the manufacturer. It's comparatively speaking durable.
Mm-hmm.
But for pubic hair, well, that's another option. I don't really recommend people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You can have like, you know, fully implanted pubic hair the first day and then nothing left on it the next day.
Wow.
Yeah. That's not really a quality issue. That's a tech issue. Because for pubic hair, manufacturers have to still done it manually.
Mm-hmm.
But that area, because you need to place the pubic hair somewhere around vulva, that's
right.
Somewhere they cannot go as deep as sex doll heads.
Right.
So that means it's extremely easy to peel. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say...
Well, that makes sense. It's the private parts. And
yeah, it's private parts.
Right.
But money-wise, I say, not really the best choice.
Yeah. But
yeah.
You know, they're always...
Yeah,
love it.
If you really love it, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you are, you know, hesitating, oh, should I add this or not add this? Well, my advice, it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your input.
Yeah.
Well, we just talked about shipping. So what are sex dolls typically shipped? How are sex dolls typically shipped, and what are the potential risks for you know, during shipping?
Well, I will have to first express my gratitude for you to ask these questions, because that's where for most sex doll brands get customers, you know, negative comments and disputes from.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm really glad that I can explain it a bit. Well, usually there are two ways of shipping. First of all, is that if the manufacturer has warehouses in the United States and Europe, they can ship from their local warehouses. That means they can ship it really fast and the deliver time is shortened.
Mm-hmm.
The other way of shipping is that, especially if you're ordering a customized doll, they're usually shipped it from factory. And most sex doll factories are located in China. That means it's going to be an international parcel.
Yeah.
Which is a relatively longer process. Sex dolls are heavy. One potential risk is, as we all know, like those shitty attitude of UPS
or
guys.
What if they, any,
or whatever guys
any
off the carrier company.
Yeah.
They always throw those packages, you know, in a truck or on a plane. So there is this possibility that if you're ordering an international parcel and the parcel is broken when you receive it,
mm-hmm.
and carrier company will never offer a refund or any kinds of compensation. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So if this situation happened,
mm-hmm.
what should I do then?
First of all, call your delivery guy or call your UPS local store or UPS
mm-hmm.
or FedEx
mm-hmm. whatever
carrier company it is, and let them know this thing happened and they are responsible for this. Well, the other thing to do is to contact the sex doll brand or manufacturer that you placed an order with. Let them know what is going on here and let them know you want their help and you need their help to go through the whole process to get a refund or something. Well, normally, if such thing happened, sex doll brands would offer the customer a refund or shipped another new product to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are there any specific precautions or security measures that I should be aware of?
Yes.
Like for like shipping process and delivery process?
Yeah. For security measures, I don't think so, because most sex doll brands, they use discreet shipping, so no one will know what you buy, and no one will know who bought what. So, but for precautions, it's definitely yes, because especially if you put a note that you say you want to pick up your package in a local UPS or FedEx store, make sure you keep track of the tracking information. Because once the package arrived at FedEx or UPS local store, and there is a limited timeline for the package to stay in the store. Once your package is in the store for over the deadline, they will directly ship back this product to the factory or the warehouse without your permission. Yeah, that can cause a lot of trouble for both manufacturers and the buyers. So if you prefer door pickup, definitely keep track of the tracking information and make sure you pick up those products on time. And I highly recommend people add a signature service. Make sure make sure they don't throw it on your porch and somebody may steal your package, and that happened before.
Okay.
So yeah.
Neighbors or?
God only knows. Okay.
What happened if I received a defective or damaged sex doll?
Sometimes this kind of scenario may happen. One thing I suggest everyone doing is when the moment you receive your package, make sure you have your camera on. You start recording the whole unboxing process.
Yeah.
And make sure you let the manufacturer or the vendor know, hey, this product came to me defect. I didn't do anything to it.
That
so
makes sense too, yeah. If you spend like $1,000 on TV,
exactly.
You want to do the same thing.
Yeah. So just record the whole process and keep the evidence. If you want a refund, use this picture or video evidence to, you know, communicate with them.
Okay, so now I have my sex doll. Let's talk about maintenance and care.
Bring it on.
What types of care and maintenance do sex dolls require?
Well, this is a topic you can write an essay on.
Okay.
Yeah. As we know, like, there are two common materials of sex dolls, TP and silicone. TP sex dolls can be a little bit more difficult to clean. Because of its porous structure, TP sex dolls will secrete skin oil over time. I mean, a lot of oil. If you had a TP sex doll, you know what I'm talking about. So that means you need a lot of baby powder or even starch powder to pat your dolls, make sure the skin is dry and comfortable to touch. And cleaning the TP sex doll's tunnel can be challenging as well, because the internal tunnel will also secrete oil. So, yeah. So you need, that means you probably need to, you know, even pat some powder inside the vagina or anal tunnel.
How do I do that though?
You can do it with those, you know, those anus douche syringe?
Okay.
Huge syringe people use. You can do it by those things or with a little brush. Soft brush. Well, for silicone sex dolls, they're easier to clean. They're easier to clean because they don't a lot of oil over time. They do a little bit, but not a lot of it. So definitely also use baby powder or starch powder to pat it, but probably like 2 weeks or even a month a time. Well, for cleaning the TPE sex doll and the silicone sex doll, I recommend people using a soft cloth. And definitely, before you cleaning these dolls, make sure you remove all those pointy accessories, like probably bracelets, watch, or anything, you know, sharp and pointy that may scratch the doll, and use a soft cloth to wipe it gently, especially for TPE, because TPE sex dolls can, you know, sometimes they don't hold color very well. So when you're wiping those dolls or cleaning those dolls, it is very likely that you may wipe off the pigment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any specific cleaning or storage instructions that I should follow?
As I just mentioned before, definitely remove those pointy and sharp thing that you have, and never use anything that's gonna cause skin scratch on the dolls. For storage instructions, I would say especially for those who like big boobs or those sex dolls with jaw implants, make sure you don't press against these soft parts against somewhere somewhere hard for a long time,
mm-hmm.
I think the best storage way is to use a sectional hanger.
Okay.
In that way, you don't hurt any part of it over time. And mm-hmm. the boob shape and ass shape will not deform over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other potential risks or complications associated with neglecting maintenance?
Yeah. Hygiene is personal hygiene. And your health is the very first consequence. Because if you use it for a long time and if you come inside the doll and you don't clean the tunnel, there is this chance that maybe you might have some bacteria infection. So clean the tunnel every time after you use the doll. Or if you don't like cleaning, you think it's really complicated and annoying, remember to use a condom when having a fun session with your doll.
I also know that there are those vagina inserts.
Yeah.
Like removable vagina
mm-hmm.
available on the market.
Yeah.
Was that a good choice for?
I would say it cuts both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a removable vagina, it's not going to be as realistic as a fixed vagina.
Yeah.
But it's going to be much easier to clean with. Because when you're trying to clean the internal tunnel, you don't have to carry the whole doll in the, into the bathing room. And what do you need? Just take the tunnel out and clean those little bit.
Is it safe to sell a used sex doll or buy one? And what are the steps?
For selling? Yes and no. If you're selling on a reputable and legitimate platform like eBay or mm-hmm. somewhere, there's...
But it's still used, right? It's
for selling, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
For selling, if you're selling on eBay or some legitimate platform or forum, you will make sure that you get paid once you ship your thing, ship your doll.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're selling, somewhere that's, not... If you're not selling on a guaranteed platform, there is this chance that you get ghosted after you ship your product. Yeah, that's the thing. But for buying a used sex doll, I don't really recommend people buying a used sex doll because STIs and STDs can be a threat.
Yeah, we know the reason.
We don't know how the previous owner used this doll and if the previous owner is healthy. That's the threat. That's mm-hmm. the part I think worth considering.
Mm-hmm. Are there any legal considerations or regulations to be aware of when buying a sex doll?
Never use a sex doll that looks like or that was built to be like teens or children. Never, ever.
That's illegal. That's definitely illegal.
That's not only illegal, that's also unethical and...
So, can you suggest any online platforms or communities where sex dolls can be bought and sold?
I would say the doll forum.
Yeah.
It's probably I know there are a lot of forums out there, but so far the only two legitimate forums I've found is the doll forum and the UK Love Doll forum.
Mm-hmm.
They need certain verifications for people to come in and to. Sell things, so definitely go check on that.
Okay, so in your opinion, what is the most important piece of advice you can give to someone interested in buying a sex doll?
Well, first, prioritize your health. So go for high quality materials, those body safe ones. Second, check real customer feedback and images. Make sure you will get what you see. And the third, I would say research. Research, do a little bit market research of the products they're interested in. Because a lot of vendors, they're selling different brands at different prices. I mean, they have their reasons for it. For example, sex doll factories are usually in China, but it takes a long time for them to ship to Europe or somewhere far away, and for local vendors, they need to stock those items.
Mm-hmm.
That means they have to take the risk, and they also have to undertake the whole service part. That will exert a lot of cost for vendors. So sometimes vendors may sell sex dolls at a price that's higher than the manufacturer. I mean, they have their legitimate reason for that. But if you are on a budget, make sure you go to reputable vendors and you check the manufacturer's website. If the price difference is not that much and it's acceptable for you, you know, you can weigh in the ups and downs. You can weigh in those factors and, you know, make your own decisions as long as something it suits you and makes you happy. Yeah.
Are there any additional resources or websites you would recommend for future research?
Well, it's gonna look like I'm promoting for the doll forum, but yeah, I say go to forums, talk to people. They're sharing very genuine advice and things. For additional resources, I would say go to YouTube and watch those unboxing and product review video. They might not be, you know, as genuine as customer image review, but they will give you a general idea about what you're going to get. And sometimes go to Pornhub, search the brand you're trying to, you know, you're considering, and you will see what it looks like, especially when you're involving in a very intimate moment with your sex doll.
Well, is there anything else you would like to add that would be valuable for our audience to know?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Well, I have some tips for you guys to prevent you from getting ripped off by sex doll brands. I'm so sorry. I work for sex doll brands, but still. The very first one is before you place an order with the brand, if you're pretty sure you're going to place an order with this brand or vendor, go to their customer service email, or if they have this online chat box, go to their customer service staff and let them know, hey, I'm particularly interested in one of your products and I'm about to place an order. Is there any possibility you give me an extra discount? If you ask this question, and I think most manufacturers will give you a little gift, like probably cleaning kit or give you extra points. That means extra discounts. So that will help you save a bit. The other way is to, as I mentioned, John and I were talking, is that not all accessories are necessary.
Right.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, my message is here. Not all fancy functions, not all fancy options and accessories are necessary. Really think about what you need and what you don't need. Well, and other things would be, as I said, choose body-safe material. That's something you really want to, you know, take into consideration. One more thing I'd like to add is make sure you do your research about material. Because if you prefer realistic sex doll, but you get a TPE one, and the pigment wear off over time, you're going to be very disappointed. Because if you're buying a life-size sex doll, that means thousands of dollars go to waste. So definitely do your research about the material or the functions and things like that. If you don't know what to do, as I said, talk to people.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what I have.
All right. Thank you for joining us on this episode of podcast.
Thank you for having me, John. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sexopedia. If you're interested in exploring more topics related to us, the adult industry, sex education, and relationship issues, please check out lovenestle.com. We have a wealth of information and resources that will satisfy your curiosity. Stay tuned for more captivating stories. Until next time.